Chapter 19, Part 2, Renounce These Things. There is one more part of Chapter 19 of the Tao Te Ching we would like to consider. Renounce these things and never be content with outward appearances. Instead, I will show you what you need to do. See yourself in your original simplicity and maintain your original purity. Have little egoism and few desires. Renounce these things. What things? Let us remind ourselves. In your everyday approach to life, as far as your contacts with other people are concerned, put away your wisdom and your knowledge. The wisdom and knowledge you have received are for your own personal use, to help you in the process of developing from a mortal soul into a reborn soul. And one of the results of that process is soul radiation. This soul radiation emanates from you independently of your will, without you thinking about it, and it can never be wounding, antagonizing, or disagreeable to anybody. Your own wisdom and knowledge, however useful to you personally, can only be useful to others on the path if they specifically ask for it. If, in their soul's need, they ask you for that sustenance. The rest of the time, just approach others with love and understanding, patience and compassion, remembering your common humanity. In this way, you will be able to bring happiness to all the living beings you meet. The second thing you must renounce has to do with philanthropy and justice. There is a seething turmoil of countless movements, great and small, religious, humanitarian, political, occult, and economic, all imploring your attention, your cooperation, your vote, your devotion, but you do not allow yourself to be drawn into these things because you see the fruitlessness of it all and you know that by joining in, you would only succeed in perpetuating the conflict. But neither do you react to these things with animosity or in an unintelligent or arrogant way. You remain silent and bring the offering of your soul light. The third thing you need to renounce is your cunning and acquisitiveness, for these characteristics are weapons used to rob what you are not entitled to and to steal what is not rightfully yours. You would then draw around yourself an atmosphere of disharmony, robbery, and destruction. We explained this threefold renunciation in the last chapter, but if you decide to do it, remember that you must not do it in appearance only. If you know that something is not good, and you give it up outwardly but not inwardly, then it will only be a sham. Then you will just be following a law that has been imposed on you, or that you are imposing on yourself. You will be living under the law in the old testamental phase. You will be submitting to the law, but there will be no new reality in your blood. Then you will not have put away ordinary justice, and you will be contenting yourself with outward appearances. The new approach to life only has value if you practice it from within, motivated by an urge which arises from the heart and is seated in the blood. If it does not, then it is only a sham, a pretense. Then you will be judged, just as it is said in Chapter 18. When acumen and shrewdness appeared, great hypocrisy developed. You need to realize that merely keeping up outer appearances will not take you one step further in the spiritual school. It will not bring you any closer to success. That is an important thing to remember because in the ordinary world, outer appearances do carry weight, and that causes trouble because pretense engenders self-preservation, and self-preservation engenders war. The habit of pretense, of doing things just for the sake of appearances, is so ingrained in the blood generation after generation that there is a tendency to continue with it in the spiritual school, in the process of following the path. But then you don't call it pretense or hypocrisy, for those are ugly words. You say, I want to do it, I'm doing my best to do it, and I yearn for it so much, and things like that. We are not saying this because we want to insult you or put you in an unfavorable light, but because it is our duty to ask you, is the Gnosis a simulated value for you at this moment? Is it a value that is as yet outside you, but which you would very much like to possess? If so, you can study the characteristics and purposes of that value, and you can try to approximate and imitate it with the dialectical means you have at your disposal. But then you will be simulating pupilship, and that is something which is indeed done, sometimes in a very subtle way. But if pupilship is simulated, there is no blood property. You need to demonstrate renewal in and through your own blood field. That is why Lao Tzu says in chapter 19, instead, I will show you what you need to do. De Genestet, a Dutch poet, once said, from pretense, O Lord, deliver me, nature and truth return to me. See yourself in your original simplicity and maintain your original purity. What does this mean? Certainly not the original divine simplicity and purity. You cannot see that simplicity and purity in yourself because you, as a mortal soul, have never known that state. But if you approach the spiritual school and are determined to walk the path, then you will need to free yourself from all the veils that pretense, imitation, and education have formed around you and stand on the foundation of your true nature and state of being. Every human being has a particular type, a particular character, with a certain keynote. If you understand this with self-knowledge, neither overrating nor underrating yourself, you will be standing in your original simplicity, then you will know your own type. It is with the purity of that knowledge that you need to approach the Gnosis, and then the process of insight, yearning for salvation, self-surrender, and the new way of life will be able to unfold very quickly. That is what you need to do. If you do not, then you will always run the risk of approaching the Gnosis with pretense, with all its consequences. See yourself from day to day in your absolute simplicity, and on that foundation, follow the process with purity. That is what Lao Tzu means. As long as you have to live in this world, you will have material interests and needs to take care of, and you will need to look after yourself. So the thing to do is to reduce your personal needs and material obligations to the simplest and smallest proportions. So have little selfishness and few desires, and let what little you do need be only for the fulfillment of your biological needs. Put aside pretense and begin your path as a pupil in simplicity and purity. Then group unity. The great community of the soul will break through powerfully and in a glorious way, leave behind everything that serves no purpose or hinders you. Or, to put it in the words of our temple song, number 88, cast then away your burdens grey, tainting your blood with their decay, and enter freedom without delay. So, having immersed you yet again in the wisdom of the Tao Te Ching, we hope that the fruits of all these reflections will be seen in your way of life.